From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a new warning to North Korea.
And if he utters one threat in the form of an overt threat, which, by the way, he has been uttering for years, and his family has been uttering for years, or if he does anything with respect to Guam or any place else that's an American territory or an American ally, he will truly regret it, and he will regret it fast.
Trump's comments come as the Chinese Global Times says Beijing would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. President Trump also said he's considering possible military action against Venezuela in response to President Nicolas Maduro's power grab.
We have many options for Venezuela. And by the way, I'm not going to rule out a military option. We have many options for Venezuela.
He added that it's certainly something that we could pursue. Trump had been blasting Maduro's moves to consolidate power, describing him as a dictator. 10 Nobel Peace Prize winners are appealing to Saudi Arabia's king and the crown prince to show mercy and halt the executions of 14 young people sentenced to death for participating in protests in 2012. The American Federation of Teachers have also urged President Donald Trump to demand that Saudi Arabia halt the executions. In a letter released on Friday, the laureates say the 14 minority Shiite Muslims were convicted in a mass trial and sentenced based on the actions of the worst defendant. This is VOA News.